I am the one who sent for you.
We can't have bearers of the Fae on the human plane. Now it is time to harvest.
You're harvesting people. Granddaddy, no! You sold my house?
You let them know for a year.
The place where I went, time just works differently.
Where the hell did you go?
She was working for me. Vampire business.
You using it again?
No, I have maybe one drop.
You're out here.
Joy!
Restore within her the spirit of life.
Your Majesty. Decapitating dolls. What kind of baby does that?
Ordinary curious boys.
Is Tara working today?
She moved.
I can't believe Tara would just move away.
After what she'd been through.
Hey, what's wrong?
My grandma passed.
Tony, your family would want you in Atlanta.
So we're ready to move on from wine then?
I am. Yes.
Hey, Mr. Jason, the ice box ain't cold or nothing.
Shit, you left it open?
Yeah, well, that's our air conditioning.
How are you here? I rescinded your invitation.
You don't own the house anymore. I do. If I owned the house, then I would own you.
Just me, Mr. Jason. Got a nasty gash, so.
Timbo.
Fuck, man. It's not that I don't appreciate all the licking, because I do, but I'm more of a Band-Aid kind of guy.
Well, we ain't got no Band-Aids.
Who put you up to this? Huh? Because I know this ain't coming from you.
We can't, Mr. Jason.
I've been good to you, haven't I? I'm sure at first I was doing it on account of Crystal and not because I wanted to. But I have come to love each and every one of you. And I know you love me too. Like, you wouldn't be licking my head if you didn't. Am I right? Yeah. Come over here and loosen just one knot. One knot. And I'll take care of the rest. Come on.
Why the fuck am I doing this?
Because you're a good boy and it's the right thing to do.
Why didn't you tell me it was up?
Filton?
Get out!
Where the hell's Chris?
I swear you'd be worrying about my woman. If I was you, though, I'd be worrying about myself. Fuck you, Billy. Fuck me.
Yeah.
Fuck me. Because I'll bet you my shotgun, because you're no arms or legs, you're the ones about to get fucked here.
When you came in the air, and every shadow filled up with doubt. I don't know who you think you are, but before the night is through, I wanna do bad things with you. I'm the kind to sit up in his room, sick and eyes filled up with blue. I don't know what you've done to me, but I know this much is true. I wanna do bad things with you. We'll be right back.
can't wait to treat your new landlord.
I am not yours, and I want you out of my house now.
Funny about ownership, isn't it? A little piece of paper, and the only power you had over me is gone.
What do you want from me?
Everything.
You can't have it.
I bought it.
You bought my house. The house does not come with me inside it.
Oh, then I seriously overpaid.
That's your problem.
Your blood tastes like freedom, Sookie. Like sunshine in a pretty blonde bottle. And while they may not know it yet, that is what vampires smell when they smell you.
Is that a threat?
Absolutely not. But others will find out. And when they do, you'll need protection. I can provide that for you.
I'm willing to take my chances.
I bought this house because I care about you. If all I wanted was to taste your blood again, I could do it right now and there wouldn't be a thing you could do to stop me. But instead, I am asking you to be mine.
I could never be with you the way I was with
Bill. The first time Bill declared you his, how did it make you feel?
Angry.
But safe? You'll come around.
You're not listening to a word I'm saying.
I know you. There are two Sookie Stackhouses. One who still clings to the idea that she's merely human, and the other who's coming to grips with the fact that you are better than that.
And what do you think's going to happen when I do come to grips with it? Do you think my legs are just going to magically open for you?
Well, that was saucy. Must have been fairy Sookie talking. I like when she comes out.
And I'm already sorry I said it.
Don't be. The more you let her speak for you, the more likely you are to go on living. And you want to live, don't you? Well then, I hope to hear from you girls soon.
I'll see to it that gets repaired.
So they cast a spell on the dead bird, and it flew.
For a couple seconds at most. But it was spectacular.
Your work for me in that circle is done. It's no longer safe for you there.
What are you going to do to them?
What I've already told you will have to suffice. Any more, and I'll just have to glamour it out of you.
Well, we wouldn't want that, would we?
No, we wouldn't.
Shall I send out the procure for you?
No. I'm giving him the night off.
She's doing right. You devils of the night. She's doing right. You devils of the night. She's doing right. You devils of the night. She's doing right. You devils of the night.
What the hell? Welcome to Vampire Nightlife. Host Russell Edgington.
Hey! Bang bang!
You better not be talking to me.
So what if I was?
Bang banging. See that woman right there?
Not that devil. That woman. Yeah, she's got fangs. And yeah, you can bet your ass we're doing it all the time.
Wait,
because
stop.
We're in love. And there ain't a damn thing wrong with being in love. Now, how can you do this and still call yourself a Christian?
I am a Christian, goddammit.
And I am clearly more of a Christian than you because I got love in my heart. And you got nothing but hate.
You see my buddy over there pointing his phone at us?
I'm rolling video. 720p, so I ain't gonna miss a thing, you and your damn whore, do this.
You want to call me that again? You two lovebirds go on home, okay? And let these good people practice their constitutional right to be fucking idiots. I know. It's hard for me, too. Technology saves all the fun out of being a vampire.
I was watching you, you know.
Yeah, from behind.
That's how it is, huh? I didn't realize this was a competition.
Next time you'll know.
The truth is, I don't mind so much bringing up the back. It's a magical thing watching you run.
Are you coming on to me?
Maybe I am. Maybe I'm not. You know one thing, though. I want to know more about you.
There isn't much to know.
Somehow I doubt that.
People don't get to be as beautiful as you are without having one hell of a story to tell.
Okay, that was a good line.
You like it?
Yeah.
Only used it on two other women before you.
Really? How'd it go with them?
It was more for two.
Okay.
Seriously, talk to me. And me and Emery and Suzanne, we all share our deepest and darkest. And nothing bad's come of it. Luna? Hey! Well, that's one way to end a conversation.
Purpose for your visit.
To see Bale?
Nobody sees the king unless they're on the manifest.
The king? King Bale?
Are you Sookie Stackhouse?
Yeah.
Affirmative. King says the letter passed.
Stand down!
Yeah, y'all stand down. Your snappers didn't mention you had company.
Sookie, this is Katerina. Katerina's part of my security.
Nice to meet you.
You know, I've lived my entire life knowing that magic was all around me. But when I saw that little bird start to flap her wings, so fucking cool.
You don't think that maybe...
What?
Stepping in on someplace we don't belong?
Black magic?
Yeah.
I don't believe in that.
Don't tell me you don't think evil witches exist.
Of course I do. But don't blame the magic for how it's used. I mean, light or dark, it's all the practitioner. If your soul is dark, you practice black magic. But if your soul is light, like I know yours is, you got nothing to worry about.
I've never been accused of being overly light before.
Well, how many other people have you let see behind your mask before?
Just you, bitch. Just you.
I did not want to come here tonight, but I'm scared and I don't want to be his.
I cannot force him to give up his property.
Why not? You're his king now, doesn't that make you his boss?
Eric has friends in high places.
Higher than you? Who?
That's all I can tell you. Look, I don't want to make any promises, but maybe I can come up with some kind of workaround.
Anything you can do, I'd appreciate.
But if I can, it's going to take time. So I urge you, seek shelter in another human's home.
What good would that do when he can just buy that too?
Good night, Sookie.
Good night, Your Excellency. How did you become king anyway? Never mind. If there's one thing I learned from us being together, every time I found out something new about you, I wound up wishing I didn't know it.
You got a name?
Callum.
You have one with me, Callum.
Thank you, why not?
Easy now. Easy. Just look me in the eye and it'll all be over soon. Come on, just look me in the eye. Callum, I can make all this go away for you. Callum. Callum. There you go. Now none of this happened tonight, you understand?
Yes.
Not for a week. 4 or 5 days. I recommend an iron supplement and vitamin B twice daily. You understand?
Kill them. My name is Nan Flanagan.
Bill Carlton.
I know who you are. I've been watching you for weeks. Why is it you don't kill your prey?
There might be dinner, but they don't deserve to die.
Most vampires disagree with you.
I can't speak for them.
What if you could? What if I could introduce you to a powerful group of vampires who feel exactly like you do? Want to emerge from the shadows of society, maybe even fit into it one day?
Mainstream it? It's a dream.
Not necessarily. Right now, on 3 different continents, the most brilliant scientific minds in our community, including Louis Pasteur, by the way, are working on synthesizing...
Pasteur's a vampire?
You didn't hear it from me. But yes. And he is close, Mr. Compton, to synthesizing human blood. Real human blood made in a lab that we could survive on. Consider what this will mean.
Still, monarchs will crush you before you have a
Which
chance.
Which is why we need you and others like you to infiltrate the monarchies and plant the seeds of discord from within.
Looking for a few good... vampire spies, are you?
That's exactly what we're looking for. So are you in? Or are you out?
Morning.
Sam, can I talk to you for a second?
Talk.
I just wanted to say I'm sorry. I realize I made a lot of people worry being gone so long, and if I were you, I'd be mad as hell at me, too. But One day when it's safe for me, I'll tell you what I was really doing, and then you'll see I didn't have a choice.
I look forward to that. I really, really do.
Oh, sorry for late. Oh,
couldn't find a sitter.
Oh, my God. Zachy and Mackie, you're so big already.
Say hello to your Aunt Sookie.
You guys, it's beautiful.
You think?
Duh. Let me take a look at you. Who do you look like?
His mama, Dead Ringer.
Oh, I don't know, Terry. I think he's got your bone structure.
I'll tell you what he is.
What? What is he? Can you hear him?
He's a baby. They don't think in words. But I can tell you one thing. He is an old soul.
Wait, don't say that.
Arlene.
Well, he's not an old soul. He's new, all right? He's brand fucking new.
I'm sorry. What did I say?
And don't try to listen in on me either, because my thoughts are pure. I love that baby. I love that baby boy with all my heart.
Sorry. Sleep's been hard to come by, so.
Hello?
I tell them. If he sees me, they gonna put me away. If he sees the pretty boy, he's gonna put us all away.
Hello? What am I supposed to do about it? Get rid of him.
I don't care.
Hello?
Can I help you, officer?
Sheriff. Ain't there any grown-ups around here I can talk to?
Hey, you all right?
Kelton's got me all hopped up on V.
Motherfucker! I ain't really in the mood right now, so you can...
Oh, baby, I miss you so much.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a way for you and me to be together forever. But if the cops hear you, you're going to ruin everything.
I have reason to believe y'all are dealing V again.
Why would you think that we have V?
Because last year, me and my boys over at the DEA were about to seize a fuckload of it from y'all, so one of you took off with it. And I have it on good authority.
Who's good authority?
It don't fucking matter, boy. Read the fucking warrant.
Damn it, can't you read?
Shut the fuck up.
What was that?
Oh, it's just a couple old hound dogs fighting over a bone.
Luther, come here. I said come here. Go give this to that cop. Just say it's you.
No, you fucking dumbass. Just give it to him and walk away.
The fuck, Uncle okay. Luther?
Luther, thank you for coming forward with this evidence, which I'm now going to take with me. Again, as evidence.
Good. Is it real good, baby?
Ain't you supposed to be in school?
I'm between classes.
Listen, if I'd had a teacher like you, I might have made it past the ninth grade.
And had I known this chair was so difficult to seduce you from, I would have waited for you standing.
Oh, don't you worry. You're doing just fine. So you're here to seduce me then, huh?
I felt bad about last night. I am just no good at opening up.
No, look, I shouldn't have pried.
There are some things I'm not really proud of. Some things I've never told anyone.
Yeah, well, I got a few of those myself.
I really want to let you in. I really do. And I'm going to try. I promise.
Well, that makes me happy. But you could have just called.
Yeah, I know, but then I wouldn't have been able to do this.
Just out of curiosity, if I said I wasn't sure, when was this going to go? What? Are you going to change before heading back to the classroom?
Are you kidding me? I teach internal lists, even in the summer. Boys these days are disgusting.
Well, I'm not so sure it's just these days, but I'm glad you're taking the necessary precautions. Well, see you tonight.
Who's your friend? Sure smells pretty.
She looks pretty, too. Who my friend is none of your business, Tommy. You want a friend to smell, smell your own.
So I was thinking, after we get off work, maybe we could rent a video and kill off that bottle of Frangelica we've been nursing. I don't really call them videos, but what do they call them now? Blu-rays, I think is what they call them. Or we could take it out and actually grab it.
Mother fuck face.
Oh my god, your eye.
Terry. It was him. He did this to me.
Arlene?
Look at him looking at me laughing. He ain't right, that boy. You hear me? You ain't right. You're rotten to the core, just like your daddy was.
I'm your daddy, and I ain't rotten, and neither are you. You hear me? Your mama just gets a little crazy sometimes, which means we just gotta love her that much harder.
I guess I'm still not so good at getting snuck up on. How did you...
Well, lady, he texted me, said you was home. I parked out back because I wanted to surprise you.
You did.
I guess I did. I thought you were dead.
Everybody dead. Where have you been?
Rollins. Where have you been?
On business for Bill. We're not back together or anything.
God and Josie.
You look amazing. Your arms have been good for you, huh?
It is.
Come on inside and tell me all about it. What the hell?
Let me see that.
That thing you said before about you and Bill not being together, you sure he knows that?
It's from Eric.
Sookie, you ain't with him now.
No, that son of a bitch bought my house, but that's all.
He bought your house?
Psychopathic frat boy.
I feel terrible.
This can't be the homecoming you were expecting.
It's bon ton, sir. Ain't like I expected a red fucking carpet. And besides, there's ice cream.
And by now it should be good and melty, too. I'll go get blankets and meet you in the living room. Miss Falky.
Motherfucker!
What? What is it?
He built himself a cubby. He built himself a cubby in my house.
Do you need to go?
Hey, you all right?
Yeah. Stupid, that's all.
Let me see your eye.
No, it's fine.
Wait. My God. Can I get you anything?
Well, I've melted all the fruits and vegetables we have in the place. So at this point, I pretty much got to tough it out.
No, you don't.
Jessica, no.
Why not? When you live with a vampire, there might as well be something in it for you.
No, there's plenty in it for me. Besides, I don't need that shit.
That shit? That shit is my blood.
That's not what I'm... You know what I'm saying.
No, I have no idea what you're saying.
Just that I don't want to drink your blood every time I stub my toe. I've seen people get all kind of messed up off of too much vampire blood.
Where's your keys?
Jessica, don't just go running off like that.
I'm going to the drugstore. If you won't take my blood, you need to at least take some Advil.
I don't want any Advil.
I'm going.
There you go.
Look, but she had to bail. Hey, Jesus.
Sarah, how you been?
I've been good.
You look good.
That's the calming influence of that Asian pussy at work.
Fuck you.
Now, Hooker, you know I'm right.
Come on, we're late. We gotta go.
I just got here. Where the hell are you going?
We got a thing.
A gay thing.
A Wiccan thing.
Seriously. You a Wiccan now.
Look, you gonna come away.
I guess so.
Thank you for coming.
Of course.
I understand you bought Suki's house. Any chance I can convince you to sell it back to her?
No.
To me, then?
No. All right. So we're good.
There's a new coven in town.
Oh, no. Witches.
Based out of a wicker shop not far from here. Called Moon Goddess Emporium.
I'll put Pam on it.
You will do it yourself. They are necromancers, Eric. They brought a bird back from the dead.
Are you certain of this?
I had someone on the inside. I hope I don't have to impress upon you the implications of this.
You do not.
If they can control the dead, then they can control us.
I remember the Inquisition. I was around back then.
Excellent. Now, will you deal with this yourself, or is it still beneath you?
Has the AVL signed off on this?
I am the king of Louisiana. I don't have to ask anyone for permission.
I will go tonight. My king.
Thank you, Sheriff.
You dare challenge me?
I'm over twice your age.
Yes. But I have nothing left to lose.
I brought backup.
You brought humans into our affairs?
No, you did. When you sent me after Sookie. On my command.
Their bullets are wooden?
With a silver core. Nothing but the best for my queen.
You fucking traitor!
Fire.
Thank you, team. And thank you.
I did nothing any other member of the American Vampire League wouldn't do.
Except you did.
For you, this was personal, wasn't it?
You mean Sookie?
What is so special about that girl?
Nothing, as it turned out. I was dispatched by Sophie Ann because she was obsessed with her, but there was nothing there. I swear it on the office I am to ascend to.
You better not be lying to me. She did. Look what happened to her.
I understand.
Good. And by the power vested in me, by the one true vampire authority whose wisdom and justice we hold sacred, I hereby pronounce you King William Compton of Louisiana.
I pledge my fealty to the authority for as long as I walk this earth. And I swear it upon the blood.
Hear, hear. Now go clean yourself up. You're covered in queen.
Loved is in that house. If there is anything you can do to convince him to leave me alone.
Did I miss something? Are we girls now? Did we join a book club and read some queer chick lit memoirs? So now we're bonded together by estrogen or sisterhood or some other feminist drivel.
I don't do book clubs.
Neither do I. Eric is my maker, Sookie. Did you really think I'd side with you on this?
Are you expecting him back tonight?
He usually checks into count receipts before he goes to ground.
I'll wait for him here, if that's all right with you.
Of course. While you're waiting, though, you really should reconsider his offer.
Why? So he can keep me? Use me, drink from me? Or maybe lose control and drain me altogether?
It beats someone else doing it. With what you are, fairy princess, you need to be somebody's, or you won't be at all. Eric is handsome, he's rich, and in his own way, he cares about you. He really does.
Thanks for the advice. But I will never be Eric Norton's puppet.
Shame for you, then. He pulls good string.
Steve Dillon is right! Your dad was up tonight! Steve Dillon's right! Your devil's 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 up tonight! Steve Dillon's right!
What we accomplished last night was remarkable. And Marnie appreciates each and every one of us for being a part of it. Yeah.
If Marnie's so appreciative, how come Marnie don't talk?
Quiet, bitch, you a guest.
All right, well, enough of the backslapping. What are we going to bring back next?
Excuse me?
A person.
I'm sorry. What the fuck?
Well, he's a human body.
This is where you lose me.
Holy shit, Marnie.
Why, I'm not a prisoner.
Well, I'll see what the big deal
Are
is.
Are you serious?
I'm game.
Yeah, I'll be waiting out front.
I hear you, bitch.
What's the most fucked up thing I ever shifted into?
Yeah, come on, out with it.
All right, I'm going to have to go with I was a hen at an egg farm.
What'd you do that for? Some kind of animal rights thing?
Yes, to expose their inhumane practices.
Whole world ain't rich enough. Not everybody can afford those organic free-range eggs you eat.
Oh, well, congratulations, Emery. You're so disenfranchised. I eat the eggs of the poor people.
I shifted into my mother.
You did what?
Oh, that's fucked up.
My mother died giving birth to me. So I was raised by my father and my grandparents on Navajo Nation.
You're an Indian?
I thought you were a Mexican.
I am on my mother's side, but my father's side is Navajo. Like old school Navajo. My bedtime stories were not written by Dr. Seuss. I had to fall asleep listening to the legend of the Skinwalkers.
Skinwalkers?
According to the Navajo, Skinwalkers were horrible, evil witches whose powers allowed them to transform into any animal on Earth.
Well, how's that different from being a plain old shifter?
Any animal on Earth, including other people. But they were said to be able to gain their powers in one way only. They had to kill another shifter. Another member of their own family.
Jesus, that's a little rough.
Yeah, especially when your mother died giving birth to you.
Fuck.
What was it like? Being somebody else.
It was crazy. And scary, first. But then I was like, I can't be my mom. I mean, I never got to meet her. And then, yeah, it was her.
Shifter. Where are you going?
If you need any help, go.
Shit.
Hey, baby. How's it going?
Everyone here is completely insane.
Well, you already knew that. Just say goodbye to your grandmother and come on home, okay? I miss you.
I miss you too, baby.
Where the fuck y'all gonna get a dead body?
Excuse me. Y'all looking for a dead body?
Oh, shit.
Oh, Lafayette. I didn't know you were a witch.
You are so fucking beautiful. What's your name again?
Does it matter?
Jessica?
Yes.
Sookie, can I talk to you for a second?
Oh.
What?
What are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
Waiting to talk to Eric? I had to pee, but...
I'm bleeding here.
Does Hoyt know you're doing this?
Just don't.
Sweetie, I'm just trying to help.
Well, I don't want your help. Besides, you ain't got no leg to stand on preaching at me how to be a good girlfriend. Not after the way you treated Bill.
Okay, you don't know everything there is to know
about...
You have
any idea how brokenhearted he was? And still is. Stop acting like my stepmom. I hated it before, and I like it even less now.
I'm not. Just go away.
I think I have nothing to do with you. I can eat who I want.
Oh, hold the fuck still.
Steve, Bill was right. The devil's up tonight. Steve, Bill was right. The devil's up tonight. Steve, Bill was right. The devil's up tonight.
Oh, shut up and make up a new chant already.
What happened to your lip?
Must be the adrenaline of the moment shit.
You lied to me. Your leg's fine.
Yeah, well, fuck you. Because you've been lying to me, too.
How have I been lying to you?
Your new girlfriend and all them people you've been hanging out with. They're all shifters. It ain't no anger management.
Well, that's what it is for me, anyhow. Chance to get shit off my chest before I do crazy things like shoot people. Did you have any idea how much I wish I'd never done that?
Probably not as much as me.
Well, you gotta be kidding me. Well, this worked out great for you. You're the one that got shot.
Yeah, I'm the one that got shot.
All your sins are washed away. Living high on the hog at Maxine's house. And I'm just a stupid son of a bitch who shot his own brother.
Yeah, well, it still don't change the fact that you lied to me.
You lied to me. Big surprise. Megan's brother's a bunch of liars.
Big surprise.
What'd you follow me out here for, Tommy?
I don't know. I guess I just... want us to be brothers. I'm serious, Sam. Don't laugh at me.
Well, that's gonna be a problem. Because you don't trust me, I sure as hell don't trust you.
So then, where do we start?
Chip away at it. Try to not trust each other a little less every day.
Sounds good. Guess I should take off before they find me.
Appreciate it.
I'm told your leader's name is Marnie.
Really? Who told you that?
Well, let's just say, a little bird did. So, which one of you lovely ladies is Marnie?
I am Marnie.
Excellent. Thank you for coming forward. Now, here's the deal, Marnie. This is the last time your coven convenes. And before you even think about agreeing and then meeting behind my back, know this. There is no behind my back. I am everywhere.
What's in it for me?
I said it was a deal, not a negotiation. Lafayette, do I negotiate?
I'd listen to him, Marnie. He tends to get his way.
What the fuck now?
Join hands.
Why couldn't you just take the deal?
Oh, damn, I hate this place.
Elements of the night, elements of the dead, come this way. We call upon ye, we summon ye. Elements of the night, elements of the dead, come this way. We call upon ye, we summon ye. Elements of the night, elements of the dead.
What have we here?
Oh, shit. Elements of the night, elements of the dead, come this way. We call upon ye, we summon ye. Elements of the night,
I
tibi impero et praecipio maligne spiritus. Ut confestit alata et certelo decedes. Abesque omnis strepito terore claure perfeciore asque sine omni danno mei anime quam corporis.
Holy shit.
Well, what happened? Is he gone?
Careful. Careful.
What's your lucky night? You get us both.
You seen?
Take that shit out of his mouth. I can't make out a word he's saying.
Sid, if you're gonna kill me now. Fuck what?
Oh, no. We ain't gonna kill you.
We gonna make a baby.
You and me?
No, Sully. You and me.
But two questions. Why is he all right with this? And also, if he ain't part of the baby making, what's he can't make it?
We've been trying on our own for a while now.
Belting, shooting blanks.
Shut the fuck up. We don't know that for sure. All we know is it ain't working. Jesus Christ.
I got a duty. You know, to our kinfolk. To propagate the bloodline. I also want to be with you.
Oh, maybe it's just the stress of the situation, but I don't fall.
If we want to be sure we're going to make us a panther, we got to make you one of us first.
Well, what if I don't want to be one of you?
Well, that's just too fucking bad.
Oh, fuck. Crystal. Don't. Please. I'm begging you.
Don't you want to be together? I mean, this is the only way. I love you. Oh, suck it, Felton.
Sweetheart, please.
Just try and relax, all right? It'll only hurt in the beginning.
It's me, Suki.
Who?
You know me.
Oh, no, I don't. Why do you smell so bad?
Smell like dinner.